My name is David Day and I'm from Suffolk.
And have you come all the way from Suffolk today for this?
Well, I turned up yesterday and I was camping in a bivvy bag up in the woods last night. So, keep costs down and everything.
And you've bagged in the best spot in the house by the looks of it, outside the cathedral anyway.
Up at six so I could make sure no one stole the spots, because they reckon something like four or five thousand people are going to turn up. So I thought, you know, if I've travelled this way, I might as well get a good look at it.
And so why have you come today? What's it all about for you?
Well, for me, it's because, firstly, I'm going to join the army quite soon. I'm going to university and then sort of going on as an officer. So because of that, it's like, you know, the military sort of, you know, connection to World War One and everything. I also do sort of reenactments and things like that. So again, like sort of speaking to veterans and things, I really enjoy sort of finding out about stuff. So and also because I saw it as the last chance for someone of my generation to show respect in this way for the last person of his generation, and there's not going to be another chance for me to do it, so I thought, you know, best do it now.
Would you just give me your name, please?
Brendan Rouse.
And your name?
Noah Rouse.
Noah, how old are you, Noah?
Five. No, just turned six.
Just turned six. Can I ask why you're here today?
Well, we live in Bath, so it wasn't too far. But I felt certainly for Noah that it was sort of the end of a generation. His grandparents have died, who I knew very well. And Noah was lucky to know his grandmother. But she never talked about the war, apart from when my grandfather was away and there was a bumper crop of plums. That's the only story we ever heard. And I just thought it would be a moment in history that it would be great for him to look back and maybe tell his grandchildren about in future.
What about you, Noah? What do you think of being here today?
I just think I really like learning about history and what when in the war, what it would be like when you were fighting. And because one of my aunts was in the Second World War, I think, and made bullets and bombs.
Thank you very much.
My name's Dave Sprinks, and I'm from Holcombe in Somerset.
So what does this day mean to you? Why have you come here today?
He's the last serving person of the First World War, the last soldier of the First World War, and it's important that people remember him, and that the day, you know, it's a mark of respect for the man and everything that he stood for.
You brought all the members of your family
down? Yeah, I brought my wife and my daughter.
Do you mind if I have a word with them?
Please do.
May I take your name?
Emily.
Emily. Hi, Emily. How old are you?
12.
You're 12. What do you think of today? What does it mean to you?
I think it means a lot because he was the last surviving man from the trenches, and I think we should just all be here as a mark of respect for him, and also the fact that the things that he's probably had to go through, like losing all of his friends and his family, and yeah, I think it's important that he's remembered.